And Brer Rabbit, he ran right to the greens. 'Cause you know he loved greens. He was eating and eating and eating and eating and eating. And when he couldn't eat no more, he was off the gate. Gotta go.
That sure was good.
Well, the next morning, bright and early, Brer Rabbit squeezed out of his little hole. But this time, did he have to think about what to eat? Mm-mm. He knew where to go, he said. Well, going down to Mr. Pettiway's to eat some greens. Down to Mr. Pettiway's to eat some beans. Jump up, jump down, put my feet on the ground and home. Safe and sound. And when Brer Rabbit saw that little girl, he said,
hey, girl. And Liza Jane, she said, oh, hey, Brer Rabbit.
And Brer Rabbit said,
your papa said it was okay for you to open that gate and let me in the garden to eat.
You gonna let me in?
And Liza Jane, she said, okay.
And she opened the gate. And Brer Rabbit went right to the tomatoes. 'Cause you know he loved tomatoes. He was eating and eating and eating and eating. And when he couldn't eat no more, he was out the gate.
Gotta go. It sure was good.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Mr. Pettiway. He was going out to his back porch. And he went down the stairs. He was going out to his garden to get some greens for dinner. And when Mr. Pettiway got out to the garden gate, he said, let me go in here and get me some good greens for dinner. And Mr. Pettiway, he opened the gate. And when he walked into the garden, he said, somebody been eating my greens and my beans and I know exactly who it is. That farmer down the road, he's always been jealous of my garden, where he's going to hear from me. But before Mr. Pettiway took a step out of the garden, his daughter, Liza Jane, she said,
Papa, you must have forgot. You told Brer Rabbit to tell me it was okay to open the gate and let him in the garden to eat. So I opened the gate and I let him in.
And Mr. Pettiway said, what? Brer Rabbit in my garden?
Then Mr. Pettiway said,
Liza Jane, I forgot I told Brer Rabbit he could eat in the garden. Liza Jane, next time you see Brer Rabbit, you just let him in the garden and lock the gate. And then you come to the house and you tell me when he's in the garden, 'cause I got some business I wanna talk over with Brer Rabbit.
And Liza Jane, she said, 'kay.
Next morning, Brer Rabbit squeezed out of his little hole. Did he have to think about what to eat? He said, well, going down to Mr. Pettiway's to eat some corn. Down to Mr. Pettiway's shows you bone. Jump up, jump down, put my feet on the ground and home. Phew. Safe and sound. And when Brer Rabbit saw Liza Jane, he said,
hey, girl. Liza Jane said, oh, hey, Brer Rabbit.
Your papa said it was okay to open that gate again and let me in the garden to eat.